Friday of the new year, end of the first week on the air, Doug Steffens Good Day program. Here, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. I guess that means, because Jennifer is ill today, that I have to tweak my feminine side to balance your ham and egg side.
That's right.
The ham and eggers are here.
You're going to be the woman you always wanted to be today.
That's right.
You never be as hot as Jen, though.
Yeah, that's very true. 800-510-8255. Hello to Don, Melinda, Frank, Wendy, Judy, Deb. Let's see if we can get all these people to be on our side, the feminine side. Sandy, Nancy, Amanda, Kathy.
Wow.
Lori. Hi, Lori.
Sounds like fun.
Gloria. Julia, yep, Carol, Ellen, Aaron, Dana. Dana could be a male or a female name, right?
Yes, it can.
Helena, or Helena. Michela, Michela, Teresa, Grace, Darlene, Lois, Leela, Cheryl, Sheila, huh? How about that? Renee?
Is this Paula? The invitation list to the next Playboy Mansion party?
Let's hope so.
What are you reading?
All right. It's 8 minutes after the hour. 800-510-8255. Messages in time. Messages in a bottle. The message today, in part, also on the Facebook page, a question that you can check out for us if you will, Richie. The poll today asks you something very poignantly. This is not a political program. Many of you are here because you don't like, especially the time of day that we're on, but any time of day, the hooting and hollering. There are very few of the political programs, no matter whether they're on the left or the right, that aren't a lot of hooey. Michael Smirkanish is perhaps an example of somebody who's not hooting and hollering, but there's a lot of local and national stuff that's just noise. And I recognize that, and that's one of the reasons that this program doesn't do that, because it isn't much fun. And as I've said how many times in this program, Richie, if I could screw off all the time and get away with it,
yep.
That's what I do. But sometimes we have to get to important issues of the day. Sometimes we have fun with them. Sometimes they're pretty serious. We've got a few of those cooking this week. But anyway, the poll question at DougSteffens.com today asks, in recognition of the fact this is not a political show, but because there is important dialogue and discussion to take place this year, national participation in the election process, and because I like to talk about how you can be more involved in the process, and I want to encourage you to be more involved in the process, can we, should we interview politicians and maybe some of the pundits in a nonpartisan way on the Good Day program? Now, how do we do this? That's up to me.
Yeah.
Richie is happy to remind me of things that I say on the air that are not particularly nonpartisan.
You're not the most nonpartisan guy I've ever met.
I am not a nonpartisan guy, but I can play one on the radio.
No, but I'll give you this. You are all over the place politically, and you
pretty much
take shots at anybody and everybody.
Right, yeah. So I was, if there was anybody that I have been over the years...
You equally despise Obama and Bush.
Well, and I go back to Clinton, who's somebody that this at this point I pretty much admire. I like Bill Clinton.
But you didn't like him when he was
a president.
I liked
him as a person, but I didn't like him a lot as a president.
Right.
Probably the last president I kind of really liked was Ronald Reagan. But before that, I mean, we can go back and I like Gerry Ford. You can see where I lean when I tell you who I liked. But again, not pretty. If Bill Clinton were to run again against anybody who's up there right now, I'd probably vote for him. And I said last time around I would have voted for his wife, and I would have. And anyway, I would have been right. At any rate, so this is not a political program, but I would like you to help guide us in the direction that we would follow between now and November, not overdoing it, but having... there's certainly, we can get all of these people who are running for various high offices on the program because they want to be wherever there's an audience, and we got an audience.
All right, so you can log in on Facebook and tell us what you think there, just like Josh did. Right. Josh says, yes, that would be fantastic. You guys are great, by the way. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Mike McManus says, have the dog assess each candidate with a sniff test. It's as accurate as listening to their speeches. Leslie Tanner says,
who
yes.
Who plays the role of the dog, right? Get Charlotte to go smell all these?
Yeah, yeah. Bob Brennan says, yes, please. It's very difficult to know who not to trust.
Mm-hmm.
The Old Town Comfort and Joy Cafe says, have each one of them cook something delicious to eat, and let's share it with us.
Well, see, that would be one of the approaches I would have is not to ask them the same old questions they get asked by everybody else. I'm not going to do that.
What's your favorite dinner?
I'm going to talk about what their family is like, what
if
they are
a
like.
Tree, what kind of tree would you be?
If Newt Gingrich were here, I would probably not ask him the same questions about all of his ex-wives that everybody else has asked him. But I would talk about his education. I would talk about who influences that kind of stuff. Because I think we can find out all the other stuff by listening to everybody else.
Right.
I want to find out what other people aren't asking.
Frankly,
Ramona says, yes, please. This one's for all the marbles, and we have to get it right this time.
Mm-hmm.
And then Karen Clark says, yes, please, and thank you very much.
All right, so far everybody said yes.
Everybody says yes.
All right. So 800-510, at least of that group of people that we just highlighted at Facebook, and Richie's not waiting this because I'm not sure he thinks it's a good idea, so I know that if he reads a bunch of them from Facebook and they all say yes, then he knows, you know, what the trend is. But let's give this the weekend, and then we'll talk about it, make up our mind on Monday. The poll, again, at DougStephan.com. If you don't have Facebook, and you can tweet this to us as well, but if you want to do the poll like hundreds of other people do as well, help yourself to yes, no, or maybe. If you think we ought to interview politicians and pundits in a nonpartisan way on the Good Day program between now and November, yes, no, maybe. 800-510-8255. We can have a discussion about it here as well. Poll, Facebook, on air live. Pick, choose, point your nose in that direction, and help point our nose for you in the right direction. 800-510-8255. Yesterday's poll, Richie, if you're resolved to lose weight, how many pounds are you trying to lose? 40% said between 10 and 20 pounds. Interesting. 22% says, I want to get healthy. I don't care what the numbers are, how much I lose. 19% said between 20 and 50 pounds. 8% said more than 100. Woo!
Go for it.
7% said between 50 and 100. Wowzer. As opposed to yowzer. And 6% said less than 10. So we got a heavy crowd of people who have heavy intentions.
Good luck.
It's
the way America goes.
If you are at it, stick with it. What can we do to support you in your aim to be healthier and therefore happier? Because a healthy person is a happy person, I believe. Anyway, that's my way of looking at it. I think I've not gained as much as I usually do, Richie, but I've gained 6-7 pounds. That would be good to shake, rattle, and roll. And
already?
What do you mean already?
Usually by the end of the winter, you've gained 6 or 7 pounds.
That's from Thanksgiving to now.
Mm.
I have. And so that's going to... But see, I'm going to be more careful. Last year, I took Tony out to eat a lot.
Damn.
In California, we were out almost every day. And that does it. I go to some place and order soup and a sandwich and this bread.
Yeah.
And that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I've done away with the bread. That's been kind of my New Year's.
Well, I love bread.
I've done away with white, starchy carbs.
No, you should have done that a long time ago.
Bread right now.
It's terrible. Yeah. But the multigrain stuff is good for you?
No, multigrain is not.
Right.
Multigrain is just a marketing ploy.
I've fallen, you mean? I'm going to have to ask Phil this.
Multigrain means, you know what, we're just mixing some of the wheat and the good stuff in with your white starchy stuff.
Multigrain.
You need to have whole wheat.
But wheat's bad for me because I have a little touch of celiac.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to ask Phil that question tomorrow. Join us tomorrow for the Doug Stephan Good Day Weekend program where we deal with your health and well-being for 3 big hours starting at 6 o'clock East Coast time. Make a note of that if your station isn't carrying it for whatever the reason. You can join us live at DougStephan.com, STEPHAN. Matter of fact, if you're programming at the station you're listening to, changes at some point in time. We air live from, I'm on the air live from 4 a.m. until 10 every day. So you can at any point in there, either before we're on your station or after you're on your station, if you choose, you may like and prefer what's on the station, maybe easier for you, but I offer you this as an alternative on the air live until 10 o'clock Eastern time every morning. And that's 9 o'clock Central, of course. Go to DougStephan.com. You'll see the banner in the middle of the page with the word Listen Live Now. Click on that, and you will be in business. Speaking of being in business, Roger in Oregon wants to be in business. Go ahead, Roger. You're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, hi. On the lighter side, after listening to those Republican debates, I think about the little guy that Charles Dickens wrote about. I don't mean Tiny Tim. I mean Oliver Twisted.
Oliver Twisted. All right, sir. Thank you. I guess you have to read between or hear between the lines for that one. 800-510. Richie didn't get that. And neither did most everybody else. It's 18 after on Good Day.
Hey there. You've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-510-3558. That's 1-800-510-3558. 1-800-510-3558.
Make sure your omega-3 is fat-soluble.
Omega-3s are all about DHA.
EPAs are an omega-3's best friend.
Confused by what to look for in an omega? Then try new ProNutrients Omega-3 from the makers of Centrum. Its triple-action mini-gel goes beyond heart health to also support your brain and eyes. ProNutrients Omega-3, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. Look for a $5 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
Make sure your omega-3 is fat-soluble.
Omega-3s are all about DHA.
EPAs are an omega-3's best friend.
Confused by what to look for in an omega? Then try new ProNutrients Omega-3 from the makers of Centrum. Its triple-action mini-gel goes beyond heart health to also support your brain and eyes. ProNutrients Omega-3, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. Look for a $5 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
Yes, it is.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
You bet.
So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how expert-y are you?
I'm an 11.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
I like my insurance like I like my burrito, with everything rolled into one. Was in a state of craving, amigo, so my agent showed me how it's done. He wrapped up my auto, my home, and my life. The discounts I'm getting are great. Everything good right there on one plate. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Now, 21 after the hour, you're listening to the Good Day program. Little comedy is our sort, and that's up next year on Good Day.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Rich.
No doubt.
Yeah, right. All right, it's 23 after the hour. Normally
no,
this
the
spot
the band. No
on
doubt.
The Good Day program, we have a comedic interlude. And most of the stuff, the chatter and the fodder that is, I guess, most relevant is the stuff that comes every day. And then the late night shows like Leno and Conan and Letterman take a shot at things. We have a couple of different things that have happened this past week that are of value. We start normally in these things with Conan, and then we do Leno, and then we do...
Who is becoming my favorite.
Conan, I give him more...
Leno
attention.
Used to be my favorite, and he still is as
I
far as
like
all-around
Leno.
Guys, but
yeah.
Conan is really the funniest.
All right, so here we have a number of different things from the three of them first. And then we have a special thing from David Letterman. Stand by.
Tonight's the premiere of the new season of Jersey Shore. I think it's season 5 starts up. It promises to have all the name-calling, sex scandals, and backstabbing of the Republican primaries. So tune into that.
Today, President Obama unveiled his plan to shrink the size of the military, to which Rick Perry said, why do we want shorter soldiers? That doesn't seem like it.
Nobody's ever seen his wife. You think about it, you never seen Ron Paul's wife? Because he keeps her in the factory turning out those fish sticks.
Mitt Romney won the Iowa caucuses by defeating Rick Santorum by only 8. 8 votes.
Wow.
That's a record, yeah. Mm-hmm. Give you an idea of how close that is. If all of Newt Gingrich's ex-wives voted for Santorum, he would have won. By 15.
He did so well. A restaurant in Boone, Iowa named its chicken salad after Rick Santorum. They also have the Mitt Romney waffle, the Ron Paul cracker, and the Newt Gingrich chubby hubby ice cream. So it's a whole, they have the whole spectrum.
The results of the Iowa caucuses, Michelle Obama is out. I don't... I don't think her husband is.
Hi. So, David Letterman had the top 10 surprises from the Michelle Bachmann press conference announcing she dropped out of the race.
Top 10 surprises of Michelle Bachmann's press conference. She held a press conference this morning announcing to her family and friends and all her supporters that she was dropping out of the race. Number 10, congratulated Mitt Romney on being elected the president of Iowa, you see? Number 9, gave repeated shout-outs to the Los Angeles car arsonist. Number 8, after a brief introduction, spent 15 minutes T-bowing. Number 7, said she successfully prayed her campaign away. Number 6, shared several inspirational quotes from Alvin and the Chipmunks, Chipwrecked. Number five, announced plans to bet remaining campaign funds on the Packers to win the Super Bowl. Number four, said she's leaving Marcus for the lead guitarist of Journey.
Wow.
Wow. Very contemporary.
That's a strong move
there.
That's
a TMC. Yeah,
that's right. Number three, revealed she's the latest wacky character played by Sacha Baron Cohen. Number two, showed her full body dragon tattoo and... Number one surprise by Michelle at a press conference ended with "See you losers at the truck stop." What? That's not the one.
God love them. Michelle Schreiner, diabetic.
Yeah.
Blood sugar dangerously low. So a friend called 911. For some reason, the dispatcher sent a police officer as well. So paramedics and police officer at her home. When they got there, she was holding a syringe filled with insulin and drifting in and out of consciousness. The officer ordered her to drop the syringe. When she didn't, he tasered her.
It's a good move.
And handcuffed her before the paramedics arrived. Now that's sort of a lead up to the middle school shooting conversation, which we're going to have in a few moments here on Good Day. You're familiar with the situation in Brownsville, Texas, where police shot and killed a middle school student who was waving a BB gun. Pellet gun, yeah.
Put an eye out.
Yeah. All right, so bringing guns to school in focus next on Good Day, 28 past the hour now.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. You've heard of events commemorating the Civil War or the Revolutionary War, but what about the War of 1812? This is, after all, the war that gave us the Star-Spangled Banner and the creation of the Stars and Stripes flag. And, with the bicentennial of that war approaching, the War of 1812 is under the spotlight. In April, New Orleans will launch a 3-year celebration, starting with the arrival of tall ships and warships on the Mississippi River, and an air show over Lake Pontchartrain following the Blue Angels. In June, Maryland will honor the bicentennial with a maritime festival in Baltimore's Inner Harbor and the Chesapeake Bay. Dozens of Navy ships and vessels will line the harbor and will be open for free tours, fireworks viewing, and living history displays. Canadians are also celebrating. Next fall, Queenston Heights Park in Ontario is hosting the largest battle reenactment in Canada, commemorating the first significant conflict of the War of 1812. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
For great savings this winter, stop by Lowe's. Right now, you can get a DeWalt 18-volt cordless drill for only $119. That's a $70 savings. And why not start the new year off by getting your home and garage organized with 12-gallon plastic-lidded crates? Now get two for only $10. For these and other great values, come in to Lowe's today. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 1-12 while supplies last.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. and placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Motivate you to have a better day. It's Friday on Good Day, the 6th of January. Inch by inch, foot by foot, you're moving in a new direction, right? You found last year not sufficient enough. No time to get it done because you were asking yourself, what in the heck is going on? You spent a lot of time analyzing what was wrong instead of how to move yourself ahead. That's a problem, and I understand it, certainly. We've all done that, all been there. The bridge over the gap. That's where we are now. First part of January, you've got your resolutions. You've got optimism. I can't tell you how many times this week, Richie, I've had a conversation with people about this very thing. Just wishing people a Happy New Year doesn't seem to be enough. I want to get them thinking about what their prospects are for this new year. It's sort of a 10-step plan.
Well, Happy New Year's turned into, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, right. What's going on
it's
in your
just
life?
Just a passing comment.
Yeah, if you felt like you failed last year, this year you cannot fail. You have a lot of good support, and you are understanding you take each step day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute. It'll carry you along. It's kind of like a railroad track. Yeah, I found one of the most interesting movies, and it was really it's the kind of movie that I like the best, that movie Unstoppable. It was out in 2010 with Denzel Washington.
The train one, yeah.
About the train out of control. I see that every once in a while on television, on one of the cable channels, the movie channels, and I always stop and watch it for a while. Even though the whole thing, I didn't see it in the theaters. I've seen it only on cable. And it just, there's a message to it. And it just also is a great story about victory. And they did it, went down the track. And you can go down that track, or you can go down another track, or you can be derailed. They didn't let the train get out of control. The train did not derail. Even though everybody, the jerks at the big company, the big bosses said, it'll be a ruination of us. And these two guys, they took on the task they deemed they could do. At least Denzel Washington's character did. I'm going to fix this. I'm going to make it right. And he did. And that was one of the characters Denzel Washington, a very good actor. The character he played in that movie was completely likable. There was nothing about his character that you didn't like. And that's not always the case with the characters that he plays. He has a good range of when he was the bad guy in that New York story about the gangster. Ugh. Remember that movie? That was 2-3 years ago.
Yeah.
And is this? But anyway, the point is that you can be a leader, you can be a follower, and I don't mean you have to lead flocks of people. You can just lead yourself. Bring yourself the old, take the horse to water, can't make him drink. If you're thirsty, you want a drink of water, you go find the water and you drink it. Right? And that's the management. You know, push other people or trying to get other people to do what you want to do. I don't know, that may be somebody's job if you're a boss. But in your own, you have to be to thine own self, be true. You got to be true to yourself first. You got to move yourself along before you can move others. And I think that we have a wonderful opportunity this year to do just that. And it won't be because of, excuse me, the brilliance of people. This is something that we have to all work on this year. Public servants, town of Black Hawk, Colorado, banned bicycle riding. City officials say they are worried about possible collisions between cars and bikes on the streets in the town. And by the way, the number of accidents that have happened before this ban, zero, none. So why? It's a solution for a problem. This is my new favorite phrase this year, Richie.
Yeah.
A solution for a problem that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
All right? Now, let's talk about another problem. I'm beginning, the more I think about and nose around this event this week in Brownsville, Texas, situation, young boy, why he has a pellet gun or a BB gun or whatever it is in school is beyond anybody's imagination at the moment. And I'm sure there are a lot of people digging around trying to find that out. More to the point, is a teenage, young teenage, middle school, I think eighth grader. So what are they?
He's 15. He was 15.
He's 15. That's pretty old for eighth grade. But anyway.
I think he was older.
15 years old. He has this. It is a weapon. BB gun, pellet gun.
Yep.
It's a weapon. Can be used. Certainly you can lose an eye or some other, you know, part of your body could be affected. So he's confronted by the police. School officials call the police appropriately. He's confronted by the police and they tell him to drop the weapon. He doesn't. Not sure whether he pointed a gun at one of the policemen or just continued to hold a gun and didn't drop it. Police opened fire. They killed him. So this is Monday morning, even though it's Friday. Always good for a round or two of conversation at 800-510-8255. I suppose we could ask that question on Facebook, too, Richie. The approval or disapproval of how this went down. That's really the basic bottom line here. Do you approve of what the police did? Certainly approve of the administration of the school calling the police. That was the appropriate thing to do. So they show up. Is it that we have overzealous police? Is it that the Times call for these? Is it that it's Brownsville, Texas, which is on the Mexican border? And who knows how that plays into it? These guys trigger happy, or are they just reacting to all of the stress and strain of being in that job in a community like Brownsville, Texas?
Apparently they didn't know it was a pellet gun until after.
Well, were they close enough to it to be able to see that it was a pellet gun?
No, they didn't until after they shot him and then picked up the gun. That's when they found out it was a pellet gun.
All right, so you're a police officer. I'd be curious if your brother, who's a police officer, has a read on this. If we found him, is he up yet?
He'd shoot him.
He would shoot him?
In a heartbeat.
Ready?
Yeah.
All right, so we don't have to call him and ask him.
No. Now, the question is whether he'd shoot to kill.
Yeah, well,
you're trained.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You're trained to shoot to kill.
Yeah, well.
That's the only thing you're trained to do.
That was not appropriate in my mind, and I'm not being, I don't think I'm being overly critical. I don't think you needed to shoot
the kill. My brother is a cop for a high school in the ghetto in D.C.
Yeah.
And he is, just a few months ago, we were talking about a case where a good student, a kid that he likes, he had to arrest him because he had a gun in his locker.
What in the name of heavens?
And he said, what are you doing? And the kid heard that another gang from another school was after him, and he brought it for self-defense. And he's like,
horrible.
You can't. And he goes, I have no choice. I have to arrest you. And that means you're going to be. My brother works at a charter school, which it's a great school. And it's in a horrible neighborhood.
The fact that he has to be at a. The police have to be at a school.
It's a full time job. Wow. And he's a cop at the school.
Wow.
But if I asked him, if I called him right now, and he said a kid had a gun, and then he brandished it and pointed it at him like he was getting ready to fire it, he wouldn't even think about it.
All right, well, you can digest your thoughts if you want, and share them with us if you will. 800-510-8255, John on the Brownsville incident. Go ahead, John.
Yes, sir. That's right. So a lot of the pellet guns and BB guns and such, little pistols, it's awfully, awfully hard to tell whether or not it's a real thing. And if the individual is being threatening with it, you know.
I'm looking at a picture of the gun. Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of the gun. I can't tell that it's a pellet. It looks like something else, a real gun.
Yeah.
Well, like I say, if kids being threatening, whether they're going to point at somebody like they're going to shoot, then I don't see where the officer had a whole lot of choice.
What about shooting him in the leg instead of in the head?
Well, if you take the leg, he still has the operational arm. You can see
shoot him in the arm.
No, if that's possible, yeah, you could hit the arm. But like I say, they're trained to go for center body mass.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, maybe they ought to be trained differently in a different circumstance. I'm not trying to be a Monday morning guy here.
There's always the sides of the coin. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yep, there are.
Like I say, if it's possible to, if you have a clear shot like to the arm, to shoulder, or what have you. Then most definitely. But if it's like a heat of the moment kind of thing, you know, you're afraid he's gonna shoot you or another person.
It's a horrible commentary where our society is. All right, John, thank you.
This kid apparently just before all this happened walked into a classroom and just punched a kid in the nose for no apparent reason.
Yeah.
Something was going on, and it makes you wonder, you know, and the grandfather and the father and the mother, you know, what a great kid he was. I know he wasn't perfect.
Yeah, how did he get the gun?
But, how did he get the gun? And obviously something was deeply disturbing him that day.
Jeff's in Oklahoma. Go ahead, Jeff. You're on. Good day. Hi.
Oh, how you doing, sir?
I'm all right.
The officers, went to Iraq, and I did a lot of this stuff, and when you get threatened, it's a second notion for you to. It's either you or them, and with those BB guns that look just like any other gun nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just use what you're trying to do, and it becomes second nature. So I completely agree with what the officers had to do.
All right, let me ask you something that is not on this, if I may, for a moment. You said you were in Iraq. How many times did you go over there?
Just once.
Right. I'm going to ask you this only because it has been on the minds of a lot of people this week since all of the troops have been withdrawn. Iraq has sort of melted down into the Shiites versus the Sunnis, the same kind of stuff that was going on before, well, actually more than was going on before Saddam. And so a lot of the good, and I put good in quotation marks, that happened as a result of getting rid of Saddam seems to be evaporating. Do you feel like you wasted your time or spent time well while you were there?
Well, the saying was over there is if you weren't Sunni, you weren't Shiite. So,
But now that they're going back to pretty much the way it was before Saddam, some people are making the argument that all of what we did over there was a waste of time.
There's no way that it was a waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you heard of the Great Wall of Ottomia that was built over there. I was part of the 82nd Airborne that built that over there, and we cut violence in a whole sector of Baghdad from, I think they said the percentage was like 78% down to...
So while you were there, violence went down. Now that we're out, violence goes back again. So the argument would be you did a good job helping lives, saving lives under that circumstance, even though hundreds of thousands of Iraqis were killed by the bombing and stuff. but more it's very hard to kind of sort this out, don't you think?
Well, no, it's not really. I think it's the biased media, because now that we're not there, the media has to report on something that's going on over there, and that stuff is occurring.
Okay, point well made. That's a very good point, and I will take it as perhaps the more important of the points. And I made that same observation when I was in Israel a few weeks ago. The only thing the news media covers are the shootings, the bombings, the war, and that sort of thing. They don't report on what else is going on in Israel. So you've just made us think the same thing about Iraq. Excellent point. Thank you, Jeff. William is in South Carolina. You're a former police officer.
Yes, I am.
And so in this circumstance, what would you have done?
I don't think there's any question about it. If you go into a situation where you're told ahead of time that a suspect has a weapon, he's in a school, there's a chance that children may die, you enter the school understanding that you're putting your life in jeopardy to protect others, and you come across a suspect who has a gun, he brandishes the gun towards you, you have no choice mm-hmm. at that point to either shoot or be shot.
Yeah.
The premise that police officers should have shot him in the leg or shot him in the arm or whatever, disabled a suspect, is laughable, because when you look at actual police shootings, and I'm a former police firearms instructor and trainer, the average police shooting, the accuracy rate is 25%. So every four rounds they fire, only one hits the target. So to say that they could, because of the stress of the situation, to say that they should aim at the leg or the arm or the gun, that's crazy. You can't do that.
How
that's
come they always do that on TV?
this isn't TV. This isn't movie.
Yeah.
You know, you're trying to defend your life. You have an adrenaline dump. And if you realize you have to shoot for center mass to even hit the target, much less stop the threat.
All right. Thank you for your input, sir. Much appreciated. Mm-hmm. Happy New Year. 800, I think we got the drift of what people are thinking.
It's
on
sad all the way around. It doesn't matter.
It's lousy. Mm-hmm. And again, the ultimate question here is, how did this kid get the gun? Who's responsible for him being able to get it?
Yeah,
that gun.
A 13-year-old certainly didn't go to the store and buy it for himself. It was bought for him.
He got it from somebody else.
Right.
12 minutes before the hour on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it? Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today in an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day. Call Quicken Loans at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to quickenloans.com. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call for additional cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
We'll be right back. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you're in Abilene, hiya. A lot of new folks in Bend, Oregon this week. Richie, say hello to them, folks.
Love it.
In Bozeman, how do you do? Let's see, Washington Mo, KWMO. I love that. Washington Mo, KELE in Mountain Grove, Missouri. A couple of new Missouri states. So we're here, there, and everywhere. And thank you for that. The focus now is on your ability to deal with technology. And Shelley Palmer has a story about the AT&T 4G Lite. They call it the LTE, but I call it Lite. I don't know if that's relevant or not.
Close enough.
Kodak may also be out, speaking of what's out, but this time for good. All right, so we'll get to... what?
It's sad.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is, because I get a lot of bone meal. They use bone meal to make their film. It's good fertilizer.
Really?
Yeah. Polaroid, Kodak, they all have that stuff. They use the renderings from animals for some reason. I don't know how the process works, but I know when it comes out, it's pretty smelly stuff. That's not perhaps necessarily technologically something you need to know, but it is part of their process. Anyway, a security threat on Facebook also. Shelley Palmer reports in a moment here on Good Day.
I like my insurance like I like my Greedo, with everything rolled into one. Was in a state of craving, amigo, so my agent showed me how it's done. He wrapped up my auto, my home, and my life. The discounts I'm getting are great. Everything good, right there on one plate. Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, AT&T officially launched its 4G LTE network in multiple markets, including New York City. If you already own a 4G device and live in a coverage area, AT&T promises blazingly fast download speeds. AT&T's 4G network will reach over 70 million people by year's end. In other news, Kodak, a staple of the consumer electronics industry, is preparing to seek bankruptcy protection. Unless Kodak can sell off some of its patents for cash, 130 31-year-old company may have to file for bankruptcy. Despite inventing the digital camera in 1975, Kodak has had a hard time competing. And finally, a new threat on Facebook has stolen over 45,000 usernames and passwords. Hackers are targeting users with a piece of malicious software called Ramnet, which compromises your account just by clicking on a link. You can protect your account by avoiding suspicious-looking links, whatever they are. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelly Palmer.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Make sure your omega-3 is fat-soluble.
Omega-3s are all about DHA.
EPAs are an omega-3's best friend.
Confused by what to look for in an omega? Then try new ProNutrients Omega-3 from the makers of Centrum. Its triple-action mini-gel goes beyond heart health to also support your brain and eyes. ProNutrients Omega-3, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. Look for a $5 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
La, 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 la. So, Richie.
Yeah.
Do people who are, let's say somebody on our Facebook page says something mad about a dentist or a doctor or us, can we prevent them legally from leaving bad comments, or we just erase them? How does that work?
You can delete the comments, yes.
Yeah. But you can't legally, if somebody keeps, the person keeps coming back and saying something's not true, can you go after them?
You can block them.
Legally? But could you have a lawyer look at that and say, how do you know who says it unless they identify
themselves? I would imagine
that
that's been done. I can't think of any specific cases, but I would imagine that absolutely that has been done.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing is if somebody says something bad about you on somebody else's page, you have no control over that.
Really?
Yeah.
Right, because you can't take it off.
So let's say somebody comes to my page and starts saying bad things about you. I'm in total control of whether I
can
delete
that.
Can
you go beat them up if they say bad things about me?
I can try.
Go
see
beat
how big
them up.
He is.
Yeah.
Or she.
Claims if
they're
she, yeah.
That's even scarier.
All right, so there we are. The
not afraid of any men.
The resolve,
women.
Right. Yeah, look out for those tough women.
Yeah.
59 past the hour, Doug Stephens' Good Day program.
As